Speaker Larijani said after a year of U.S. President Barack Obama's speeches and slogans, it's a disgrace the U.S. president's actions are the same as his predecessor. Larijani argued two actions last week showed that little had changed in U.S. policy since the presidency of George W. Bush. The Iranian lawmaker decried the extension of U.S. sanctions against Iran for another year. Last Thursday, Mr. Obama renewed the long-standing injunctions imposed in the early days of the Islamic Revolution against financial dealings with Iran. The same day, U.S. prosecutors moved to seize property belonging to companies accused of transferring money illegally to the Islamic Republic. Among the assets eyed by the prosecutors are several American mosques and a New York skyscraper owned by the Alevi Foundation and the Asa Corporation. They are accused of sending money to Iran's state-owned Bank Mali. The U.S. Treasury says Bank Mali helps pay for weapons proliferation and forbids U.S. citizens from dealing with it. The Alevi Foundation disputes the allegations, but says it's cooperating with investigators. Larijani also rejected the latest Western proposal to resolve questions about Iran's nuclear program, dismissing it as unimportant and irrational. The plan calls for Iran to send uranium abroad for enrichment, but Tehran countered with conditions to what was presented as a take-it-or-leave-it proposition. After a forum in Singapore Sunday, President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said time was running out for Iran to accept the plan. Washington and others are concerned Iran is trying to develop nuclear weapons, while Tehran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.